You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Delhi police has given permission to the farmers to hold their Kisan Mazdoor Mahapanchayat with the condition of gathering not exceeding to 5,000, no tractor trolleys, no march at the Ramlila Maidan, and made elaborate security arrangements that may lead to a heavy traffic jam in the national capital on 14th March, officials on Wednesday said. The umbrella body of farmers' organizations, Sanyukt Kisan Morcha, which had spearheaded the 2020-21 farmers' protest at Delhi borders against the three central agri laws, has said they will hold a Kisan Mazdoor Mahapanchayat at the Ramlila Maidan, where a resolution will be passed to intensify the fight against the policies of the government. The police have also issued traffic advisory for the commuters to avoid roads leading to central Delhi, they said. The High-Level Committee on Simultaneous Polls headed by former President Ram Nath Kovind is likely to submit its report on One Nation, One Election on Thursday, it is learned. Though there was no official word yet, sources said the report could be submitted to President Draupadi Murmu. The panel may recommend amending at least 5 articles of the Constitution to enable holding of simultaneous polls in the country. The proposed report would also focus on having a singular electoral roll for holding Lok Sabha, State Assembly and local body polls. Set up in September last, the committee is mandated to examine and make recommendations for holding simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha, state assemblies, municipalities and panchayats, keeping in view the existing constitutional framework. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill on Wednesday that would give TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance about 6 months to divest the U.S. assets of the short video app or face a ban in the greatest threat to the app since the Trump administration. The bill passed 350-265 in a lopsided bipartisan vote, but it faces a more uncertain path in the Senate, where some favor a different approach to regulating foreign-owned apps posing security concerns. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will review the legislation. This is a critical national security issue. The Senate must take this up and pass it, Number 2 House Republican Steve Scalise said on social media platform X. The fate of TikTok, used by about 170 million Americans, has become a major issue in Washington. Lawmakers said their offices had received large volumes of calls from teenage TikTok users who oppose the legislation. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Wednesday, "We want to see the Senate take swift action." England opener Jos Buttler, an Indian duo of Yuzvendra Chahal and Sanju Samson, joined the Rajasthan Royals camp ahead of the upcoming season of the Indian Premier League 2024. With IPL just a week away, Rajasthan would be looking to continue their high-flying performance after narrowly missing out on it in the last season and losing the final to Gujarat Titans a season before. RR took to X to announce the arrival of their skipper Samson and the star duo of Chahal and Buttler. Ahead of the new season, RR unveiled their Pink Promise jersey on Tuesday, which they will be wearing during their IPL match against RCB on 6 April, which will be dedicated to the empowered women of Rajasthan and the nation. Actor Olivia Munn revealed on Wednesday that she had undergone a double mastectomy after being diagnosed with breast cancer. The X-Men, Apocalypse, and The Newsroom performer took to Instagram to tell followers her news just days after she attended the Oscars ceremony with her partner, comedian John Mulaney. The 43-year-old said the cancer had been discovered almost a year ago after her doctor noted she was at elevated risk for the disease and suggested she undergo an additional scan 12 months before a routine screening. "I wouldn't have found my cancer for another year at my next scheduled mammogram," she told followers. After initial tests, a biopsy was ordered. You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.